Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Deke and Tierney back on The Fan. You got to like the way the Mets are doing business here. Nobody's really watching. Oh, there's a $50 million extension from McNeil. You know, no nonsense, no leaks, no up. I don't know, what is he worth? Just, you see on social media, one of the great skilled hitters in the game getting a contract that he's certainly earned. So, good job.
It's like a media dump.
A little bit.
Like on the championship weekend. Oh, Jeff McNeil. He signed an extension for $50
million. Yeah, I love McNeil.
Congratulations.
You know that. Well, the funny thing is, because this came up the other day, remember he had pictures of the Tom Seaver statue?
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Queens.
Oh, yes,
and
that's
we,
right.
We said on the air, kind of joking, but not really. I'm like, he's probably there to work on his extension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that was it. He's good. Hoff, do you like that? $50 million for Mr. McNeil? The surgeon?
Deal.
Yeah, it is. Surgeon.
Listen, that's the best hitting contact hitter in sports right now in baseball is Jeff McNeil. No doubt about it. And that is a rare feat in today's game. So
yeah, I mean, he came up late, right?
Yeah, and which is why the extension
24-ish maybe, if I have that right.
Going to be 31 at the start of the season. And this is what, his sixth season, sixth season?
Yeah. I mean, so he came up late, which is why, you know, this is a deal that, as crazy as it sounds, is buying out arbitration.
Yeah, 2 years of it.
Yeah. So it's interesting because he's 31. You're like, oh, you're not free agent yet? It's what happens when you have, because he went to school, right? Went to Cal State?
Long Beach State.
Oh, Long Beach State.
He was there for 3 years, Long Beach State. Yep. And this is what's amazing about this. You do a little rabbit hole. Usually that's Tiki's department. But it's amazing to me how a guy like Jeff McNeil can hit lefties and righties and hit the outside pitch to left field and hit the pitch that's, you know, pretty much over the middle of the plate, take it up the middle. And then when he's got to, you know, drop the barrel, turn and bang one to right. He is really a dying breed. I mean, I'm not saying it's quite Gwynn or Wade Boggs, but he's a modern day kind of like that.
Yep.
Doesn't strike out much. He uses the entire field. But then you go back to his second year in college when he was 20 years old with a metal bat, and he hit 258. Like, that's a guy that I would have thought hit 490 in college.
Yeah, because of he's such a good contact hitter.
Oh, my God. Such a skill. Such a dying skill, too. What did he do with lower? How many was he? Let me see. Strikeouts in the minors. That couldn't have been too many, but let's see. And then that's funny. Then he got to the pros, and it was, you know, 329, 332, 312, 324, 327 in Binghamton. He earned it, man. He really had a pretty extraneous route to this contract.
And
good for him.
And it felt derailed after two seasons ago. It felt like it was off the rails a little bit.
This is the only bad season.
Yeah.
And when you're not a power guy and you have a season that's down, and but you're not young, and you don't run.
Exactly. He's 29 years old.
Don't have a position necessarily.
Like, all right.
You know?
Thanks for the great career. You're going to make $7 million playing for a decade, but see you later.
Now go play golf because he's also a great golfer.
Yeah, of course.
I'm happy that he got that. He really earned every penny.
Yep, now he's got 50 guaranteed, which is awesome.
It's my favorite Met, by the way.
I mean,
he's the only Met that I like.
Turned into a Met fan over here?
He's Irish, and he's
turned into a Met fan over here?
You know I've always liked McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get Matt in Smithtown on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney Show. What's up, Matt?
What's happening, Matt?
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm actually driving past the Empire State Building right now, and I wanted to tell you guys, you're talking about the social media manager for the Twitter account.
Yes.
It's actually run by an ex-Barstool Sports employee.
Is it?
Really? I heard that. I didn't know if that was true. I've heard that.
So what should we? Yeah. What should we take from that? Knowing that fact, what should we take?
If you dig into it, you'll see that him and Portnoy went at it a lot. You know, when he left Barstool, and you know, I think that the posts probably are just a dig at New Yorkers because he just probably is upset with New York sports. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is he puts a lot of things on that social media account to rile people up. But it is run by Barstool employees.
So he's doing it to elicit a reaction. That's what you're saying. I mean,
either way, though, that's separate from the Empire State Building.
Matt, appreciate you.
Thanks, Matty. As an entity agreeing to be paid
to
do that.
But hold on.
Two separate things.
But let me ask you something.
Okay.
If this is not on social media, let's just assume this is not, how many people see it?
Everybody that lives in Manhattan, first of
really?
All.
Really?
Yeah.
I lived in Manhattan for a decade. I can't tell you how many times I did not look at the Statue of Liberty to see what color it was.
You mean the Empire State Building?
I mean the Empire State Building to see what color it was. And even if I had seen that it was a specific color, the context of it would not have it would not have registered at all. If I saw a yellow Empire State Building, I'm not thinking, oh man, that's for the Golden State War. I wouldn't think that. And so
it was amplified by social media.
So because it was put on social media specifically saying this is for Fly Eagles Fly, which is the really egregious part of it. Not just, hey, the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. It's green.
That's the part. Both, but yes.
It's Fly Eagles Fly. Yeah. Here is to celebrate the Eagles.
Like they're reveling in it.
Yes.
Not just acknowledging, they're reveling
in it. So if that doesn't happen,
yeah.
If it's not on social media like that.
We're not talking about it today. I do admit
and
that.
It's not even,
but it is on social media.
And it's not even an issue. So my point, and this is Matt's point, I believe, is that they hired a former Barstool employee to run their social media account because they want interactions. They want...
How does that benefit them? Is anybody going to reach into the... Oh, now I have to go and see the Empire State Building because they tweet.
Their tweet annoyed me, or
I like their tweet.
We're talking about the Empire State Building.
Yeah, but dude, if
I
you
guarantee
live here,
you,
you're going to go.
I guarantee you...
Or you're not.
If the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl... A lot of those Philadelphia Eagles fans are going to, when they visit New York, are going to the Empire State Building. I'm just telling
you. From out of town.
From out of town.
Yeah, you'll get a little of infusion of enemy money.
Why do we care about social media anyways? Why do we care how many followers we have?
Well,
why do we
care? But you have to care.
Why do we care
it?
How many likes that we have? Why do we care how many interactions and reaches and views that we have? This is what this guy, whoever Matt was alluding to, was hired to do. And it's working. Because on a Sunday in end of January, they have 50,000 likes on a post about the color of the top of the building. So I'm just telling you.
Well, I mean,
he's
listen,
doing his job.
Your
That's
question, when you say, why do we care about likes? The answer is because the ability to monetize it.
But
is
the Empire State Building monetizing?
Well, based on your theory, they will if the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't think there's been a single monetization.
And
nobody's
again,
running unless they're going to dump eggs on it.
And if it was not on social media and controversial the way that it was controversial, we wouldn't even talk about the fact that the Empire State Building was green and then ultimately red last night for the Kansas City Chiefs. We wouldn't talk about it.
I got a question.
Yes.
Let's say, because this is tricky.
Tricky.
Oh, it's tricky. It's tricky to rock around with Ronald Thomas. Tricky. I was asked this, and I think it's a fairly good question. I didn't respond, but I thought about it.
Okay.
So, Buffalo is in New York.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Would we Jets play the Bills in a playoff game? And they shine the red, white, and blue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, red, white, and blue will never bother us because it's red, white, and blue. But if it's red, white, and blue for Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
do I still have a fundamental problem with that? And for me, I've got to strip away my fandom.
Mm.
The Bills are
you can't.
The only New York team.
You can't.
You can't what?
You can't have a problem with it.
I think that I want to manufacture one, but I think that you're right. I don't think that I can.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.
It's our state.
Well, we're in Jersey, so just saying.
Well, you know, I'm from New York. You know,
yes,
what, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
I know, but the Empire State, not the Empire City Building.
Yeah, that's true.
The Empire State Building.
Yeah.
I mean.
Although, if that ever happened and the Bills beat the Jets in a playoff game, I guarantee my tone would be very different on the air the next day. But now that I'm emotionally stable, that has not happened yet, I can give you the most honest answer. I really don't think I'd have a fundamental problem with that as much as I would think that I will if it actually happens.
It is a New York based. Or the club. It is what it is.
All right. Let us get, how about Peter in Connecticut? Peter's on the fan. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Pete.
What's up, Pete?
Good. I'm an immigrant from Croatia, and I came here in 2018, and my first visit to New York was Empire State Building. Oh. And I'm glad I did it when I did it because I'm a huge Giants fan, so now I don't have to step in that building ever again.
You got it out of the way. Check.
That's a check for me. I can go visit other buildings. But the problem is that building, to me, represented New York.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you paint it in colors of a different city, it just doesn't make sense.
No, I'm totally with you.
But on the contrary, in the Super Bowl, I'm actually rooting for Philadelphia.
Really?
And the reason why is very selfish.
Go ahead.
I want Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson to retire. Your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go and go right into the sunset. Get away from my division so the Giants can actually have a chance.
Yeah.
In the years to come.
Yeah, but Peter, you got to think about this. By the time I hear you. That's good funny. Call, too. Thanks, buddy. By the time the Giants really spike their base of talent,
they'll be done. Yeah, when they're viable, they'll be done anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, Lane Johnson's getting to the...
I mean, he's just about shy. He's
Kelce was on the first one as well.
So remember, he had that great speech.
That's right.
He was going out of his mind, right? He was like a wrestler.
Oh, he was awesome. So he's got to be 9 years in, 10 maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah, so, it's gonna happen sooner rather than later for both those guys anyways. It's a good thought, though.
That's right.
Maybe they'll go out on top, win a Super Bowl, and retire. Lane Johnson's 32, and he's had a bunch of injuries over the last couple of years.
Not that old.
Kelce's 35. He is getting a little bit older.
Okay. Hoff, how you doing today, buddy?
Not happy that the Eagles. I'm not a big Eagle guy. I don't like the way they do things out there. I'm very disturbed.
Is that your least favorite team? I know you're a big hockey fan, so I'm sure there's a hockey team that you hate.
Just
a local one.
Well, Boston Bruins.
But I mean, which of the three of the locals? You mean
you can't stand the
Islanders, right?
Islanders and Devils. Fine.
So it's Eagles, and who else is on the list now?
The Bruins.
Teams you hate? Boston. Yep.
Yeah. Just Boston
and the Phillies, right?
Of course.
Braves.
Oh, my God, they're terrible.
Which hurts more, losing to the Phillies or the Braves?
Phillies because they suck.
Yeah, they won the World Series.
No, they didn't win the World Series.
A couple years ago, they did.
Back in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Braves are good. The Phillies
are bad. When was the last time the Mets won a World Series?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
86.
I can't stand any of the Philly teams. And that's why I just don't understand. Like, anybody that sits there and says, oh, this is great for the game of football, it brings some sort of rivalry. F that. I hate the Phillies. The Philly fans. I hate Philadelphia. I don't need to see them win a Super Bowl. If they win,
but think about the old Howard Stern thing. You watch with even more fervor because you hope that they lose. You
I don't want to watch them win, so I'm not going to watch them win.
So you're not
going to
watch the Super Bowl? Man. 877-337-6666. So, Aaron Rodgers, Jets, bank it. More from Schefter next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.